The family of the late Jose Fernandez at Marlins Park Monday to celebrate what would have been his 25th birthday, and Gio Gonzalez of the Nationals, a dear friend of Fernandez and Miami area native, would put on a show.
Goodwin froze initially, now racing in on it and into a slide, and he caught it. So Goodwin, a late break, able to recover and make a nice sliding catch to end the inning. And he pokes one in the air to left, and this is going to fall. The Nationals will take the lead. Harper serves it over the infield and drives in Goodwin. That's the Nationals 1 and the Marlins nothing.
Gio Gonzalez, the first pitch strike to the leadoff batter at the bottom of the sixth, Miguel Rojas. Second pitch swung on, line drive, caught, a diving catch in the backhand by Wilmer Defoe to his right. So Miguel Rojas is robbed. Defoe headlong dive to his backhand side and caught it before it hit the back of the infield dirt. Here's the set now. 3-1 pitch swung on, he popped it up left center field, easy play for Goodwin, drifting to his right, backpedaling, he makes the catch and the side is retired. No runs and no hits for the Marlins. They don't have any tonight. A hit batter and a man left. We're through 8 innings in Miami. Gio has 3 outs to go. It's the Nationals 1, the Marlins nothing. Andrew Stevenson in left field has replaced Adam Lind. Adrian Sanchez into the grass at third. And the pitch to Gordon, a swing and a line drive into center field. A base hit on a slow curveball at 73 miles an hour. Gordon lines it into left center field. And the no-hit bid of Gio Gonzalez comes to an end.
Popped up. This should do it. Zimmerman squeezes it, and the Nationals win game one here in Miami. Gio Gonzalez gets the congratulations, his 9th win of the year. One of the best outings of his career, a no-hit bid through 8 innings, broken up by D. Gordon.
Sean Doolittle shuts the door, and the Nats win 1-0. Gio Gonzalez goes 8-plus and allows just the 1 hit. He improves to 8-3 lifetime against Miami. The Nats acquire Brandon Kinstler from the Twins. Gio Gonzalez lifts the Nationals to a second straight win, and he does it with more than baseball on his mind.
I think it was just, we had that meeting as we always do, Mad Dog and Maddie. We sat there, we went over what we wanted to do. I think we had 2 meetings today, but as far as that, I think I have to compliment, Wieters. He had a great job back there. He was, calling great pitches and just framing up great balls. And then you had the defense, was spectacular. Goody made a hell of a play. Defoe, line drive play. Bryce had one in the lights. Everyone, even Daniel Murph was back there just straight working. So it was definitely a lot of work as far as that, but it was a special night.
You mentioned Matt Wieters. It looked like you got into a fantastic rhythm with him, even more so than normal. How many times did you shake him off tonight?
I honestly think it was just one time, and I think that as soon as he was, when I shook him off, I asked him, what'd you think about that pitch? And he was like, I like it. It was something I want to go with that. And I think that, all right, I was like, all right, now it feels like we're on the same page. And every time I talk to him, he knows what he wants and he knows what he's calling. So it makes me feel a little special. But tonight was more of a emotional night, kind of like a special night. I think I got to see the Fernandez family, and what a night.
He was so important to you, I know. How much was he on the mound, on your mind as you took the mound tonight?
Earlier today we were warming up back there, and Robledo had a special ball signed for me, just had Jose's initials and the ball on it, and special night. What a night.
And for you to do it here, you grew up in Hialeah, 8 miles here from Miami. You got a standing ovation from a visiting team's crowd when you came off the mound. What does it mean to you to do this here in Miami?
Hialeah, born and raised. I had my brother, he came out to the game. I had some family come out to the game, friends. And, this is always down the street, a kid from Hialeah. Would always be happy, would always be proud. And to have that kind of love and support out here is just something. It brings tears to your eyes. It brings it emotional. And it just like today, it was just an emotional day. It was just a very special day to see the family, see Jose's little girl. I was holding his baby a little bit, and that kind of like, it was just real special. And I know it felt the same way for them. It was just one of those days where you just want to get it over with, because it's such an emotional day. And I was just blessed to have you know, the kind of support here. And now I'm expecting, Leah is right around the corner, so I'm expecting baby number two. So I'm this might be my last one before I head on out. So if Leah's watching, I love you, and I'll see you soon.
The Nationals are now 63-41 on the season. They lead the NL East by 14 games. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
Yeah, that's tough there, because I was just thinking about how much different of a club they would be if, you know, Jose were here. So, yeah, boy, well, what a night.
With that on his mind, does that make what Gio did tonight even that much more special?
Well, he was really focused and very calm, and best I've seen him, and the longest I've seen him. So, yeah, I mean, we're all hoping for it. Nobody was saying anything. You know, he knew it. The fans knew it. Everybody knew it. Man, you know, he gave us all he had, and he threw a heck of a ball game. He had a great curveball, outstanding fastball, and boy, that one run usually doesn't stand up against these guys because they can hit. And so that was, you know, a very special night.
A lot of times in these things, there'll be dramatic moments, close calls. Correct. There weren't a lot of those tonight. Does that almost say more about how good he was?
Well, I mean, there was, there was one default. You know, made an outstanding play. You could tell that Bryce lost that ball in the lights, and he certainly wouldn't have wanted it to end that way. But, that was a great night for him and a good night for us.
Did you say anything as you're taking G off the mountain there in the night?
No, there wasn't a whole bunch to say. And, the guys were congratulating him. You know, everybody wanted to be that, you know, that guy that made that play to save the game, you know, for him. So. But, he was outstanding. Urena was great over there, too. I mean, you know, he threw the ball great. And so that was a good, crisp ball game, well-played ball game. And I'm just glad we came out on the top end.
Dusty, the longer that we go into the season with Gio's numbers staying where they are and even improving a bit, mm-hmm. How do you kind of encapsulate what he has meant to this club this season?
Well, I mean, last year, he had a 500 season. This year, he's one of our main guys, and he's going deeper and deeper in games. His pitch counts are coming down. The guys are staying sharper because he's throwing more strikes, and so we'll take that and more, and all the way through October, hopefully.
Does it seem like he's pitching with a purpose? Any kind of difference just in his mannerisms, the way he's going about things?
I don't know. It looks like Gio, is maintaining the shape that he left spring training in and getting better. You know, he's working hard. His weight's great. He looks good. He seems very focused and driven. You know, he wanted to make the All-Star team. And, and after you come close to one, you got to make another goal. And I'm sure that Gio, wanted to pitch here at home in front of his homeboys. And I don't know. I'm not going to ask any questions. Just going to keep hoping and expecting the same.
At what point during the game, maybe in the dugout, do you guys have a sense, hey, this is real, that he has a shot here too?
Well, about the sixth, seventh inning, I heard Jackson tell him he didn't even know he had no hitter until about the seventh, because we were just enjoying the game. And, but you're counting outs the whole whole time, especially after the fifth. And when I went to get him, I really didn't want to get him, but we had the dangerous Stanton up there. And on a number of occasions, I've seen on both sides, you lose a no-hitter, then you lose a game. And you see, that's kind of what happened with Max here last time in here. So you certainly didn't want that, to happen again. He gave us everything and more, that we can ask.
Bryce Harper drives in the game's only run on Monday. He's up to 80 RBIs for the season, good for third most in the National League.
Oh, it's incredible. For him to be able to go out there and, really, pound the strike zone all night long. Gio's been doing that all year for us. So to be able to go out there on a special night like that to, really, kind of pay homage and, carve like he did, super impressive and, a lot of fun to be part of.
At what point during that game are you particularly kind of thinking that, he's got this, you kind of notice a no-hitter and thinking he can finish it off?
He's had good stuff all year, like I said. Tonight, I think, he just really got ahead with his strikes and got ahead of his fastball, curveball, did everything he could to keep us in that game. He ran it through the ball well as well tonight. So Gio kept us in it, and we were able to get that run for him. And he did his job. I mean, unbelievable night. Wish he would have got it. But he's got a long time in this game, and hopefully he'll get one day.
Gio's a guy who shows his emotions when he's on the field. Was he like that tonight, or was he more reserved and just kind of keeping it all in?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that. He's an emotional wreck out there all the time. So, that's just Gio. That's the way he is. Everybody knows that. But I love the way he pitches. He goes out there and, pounds the strike zone, does everything he can to help this team win. He's passionate. And, I think that's, one thing about Gio. He's always going to try to give it his best out there and, do his thing, and he did that tonight.
The ball gets lined out your way in the eighth inning, I think. Does any sense of, panic go through you as you look to lose it in the lights there for a second?
No. I mean, it's in the lights, but if I miss it, I miss it. There goes the no-no, and, hopefully we still win the game. So.
The Nats continue their series in Miami on Tuesday night. Max Scherzer makes the start.